The dimensions of the spacecraft are essentially the size of a loaf of bread.
Catherine Brumbaugh is a PhD student at UT's Satellite Design Lab. Her team's CUBE satellite, Armadillo, just won a competition run by the Air Force. It beat out 9 other universities in the CubeSat category. But don't think it's just a student project. Next year, the 10-pound metal cube will be shot into space, piggybacking on a much bigger rocket. And it has a real mission.
We can track the larger debris particles from the Earth, but you can't track the particles that are smaller than, say, like a grapefruit size.
So Armadillo will collect space dust and see what's out there. Maybe the dust is slowly wearing down solar panels or the sensors of spacecraft already in orbit. Armadillo will send back that data in real time, sending the signals 250 miles in less than a second.
It's pretty cool that, you know, you're holding the structure of your satellite and you're like, man, there is a 100% chance that this piece of metal is actually going into space.
Travis Imkin is one of the lab's other student leaders. His prime responsibility is a second CUBE satellite called Bevo 2, which will launch on a SpaceX flight next year. Bevo 2 will test whether two satellites in orbit could potentially meet up. The plan? Bevo 2 will be springing out of a Texas A&M satellite, literally using a spring. The satellites will drift away from each other and then see if their signals can reunite at 17,000 miles an hour. Professor Glenn Lightsey runs the lab.
When I started, which wasn't that long ago, it was really an exclusive club. I mean, you had to work at NASA. You had to have many years of job experience or work at one of the very big aerospace corporations to have a chance of building something that would be launched into space.
So what's changed? Electronics and computer parts just got cheaper. Armadillo uses the same processor as the little TVs on airplane seats. It costs a couple $100. And as far as communicating with spacecraft, well, Armadillo uses ham radio, the kind you buy at Radio Shack. So a process that used to cost millions of dollars now costs a few $100,000, and most of that is labor.
Satellites that have been used to study debris are historically were much larger. There was a satellite called Long Duration Exposure Facility, and it literally was the size of a car.
The amazing thing, says Professor Lightsey, is that CUBE satellites aren't just smaller.
Bevo 2 and Armadillo are the most sophisticated satellites in this size category that really have ever flown before. You know, we're actually collecting in some ways more sophisticated information with a smaller device.
Unlike its ancestors, which could only reflect signals from Earth, Armadillo sends out information of its own. But rocket science is never simple. There is still the ghost of Bevo 1. It was attached to another Texas A&M satellite, and when they separated, neither one deployed. It was never heard from again, so I asked Imkin, what about Bevo 2?
It will turn on. It can't not turn on.
We'll find out next year. Luke Quinton, KUT News.